Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 3. God building himself in Christ into our being. Monday, related verses. 2 Samuel 7 verses 12 through 14. When your days are fulfilled and you sleep with your fathers, I will raise up your seed after you, which will come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. It is he who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will strike him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the sons of men. Matthew 16, verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. John 6, verses 51 and 57. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the world. Verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. John 7, verses 37 through 39. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed into him were about to receive, for the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. John 20, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed into them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. Related reading. David wanted to build God's house, but God wanted David to realize that he needed God to build Christ into him. Thus, 2 Samuel 7 is the unveiling of a prophecy through typology, showing us there is no need for us to build something for God. We simply are not able to do this. We cannot build something for God with ourselves or with our knowledge of the Bible and theology. We need God to build up Christ into our intrinsic constitution so that our entire being will be reconstituted with Christ. As a result, we are not only changed, but we are transformed from one kind of a person into another. Chapter 7 simply indicates that God does not need us to build anything for him. We are nothing, we have nothing, and we can do nothing. Therefore, we need Christ to be wrought into our being. At this point, we need to consider once again what God's economy is. God's economy is to work himself into us in Christ as his embodiment. Through death and resurrection, Christ has become the life-giving spirit. Now we need to let God work Christ as a spirit into every part of our being. The more God does this, the more we will be able to declare, "To me to live is Christ," and I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but is Christ who lives in me. Transformation is a metabolic process that changes us by adding some new element into our being and discharging the old element. This is illustrated by one's having a healthy complexion through the proper daily eating, digesting, and assimilating of food. This nourishment causes a metabolic process in which a new element is brought in and the old element is discharged. In like manner, we need to receive spiritual nourishment day by day. This nourishment will supply a new element and then cause the old things to be carried away. Gradually, we will grow, change, and mature. This is transformation. God's economy is just to work himself into us that we may experience such a metabolic process of spiritual digestion and assimilation that produces a gradual intrinsic change in life. God's building himself into our being is altogether an organic matter. In order for such a building to take place, we need to receive, digest, and assimilate an organic element. Our spiritual food and drink is the organic pneumatic Christ, the Christ who is the life-giving spirit. Today, as a spirit, he is real, genuine, living, and present. When we enjoy Christ by eating, drinking, and breathing him, a metabolic process, a spiritual digestion and metabolism takes place within us. Through this metabolic process, Christ is constituted into our being. This constitution is the building. Christ, therefore, is building himself into us as our inner constitution. The issue of such a building is that we become a very particular class of people, the members of the body of Christ. This organic building up of the church as the body of Christ through the process of spiritual metabolism is actually what Jehovah prophesied to David in the way of typology in 2 Samuel 7 verses 12 through 14a. It is only through this process that human beings can be transformed into sons of God. It is only through this process that something human, the human seed, can become the divine, the sons of God. In typology, God prophesied to David regarding this when he told David that his seed would be God's son. This indicates that a human seed would become a divine son. This is what we are experiencing today. Therefore, we, the believers in Christ, are a very particular and peculiar people. We are a precious treasure in the eyes of God.